patient name Lindsay, spelled L-I-N-D-S-Y. Last name Celari, that's C-E-L-A-R-I-E. Date of birth 9/14/07. Date of service 11/13/23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. She is here today with complaint of cough. Had a few fevers and chills, headache. felt some fatigue. However, no fevers today, no chills today. Also had some pain in her waistline while she was urinating the other day. She would like that checked as well. No overt dysuria or any discomfort upon urinating now. It was more yesterday. Period in the paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Blood pressure 128/77, pulse 92, respirations 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99% on room air. Current weight 164, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication none, medical history none, surgical history, appendectomy 1 year ago. She's doing well with that. Social history negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Labs today include a flu test, a strep test, and a urinalysis. Flu test and strep were negative. The urine did come out abnormal, period in the paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, reactylite, ears. Mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area erythematous, strawberry tongue noted, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed, abdomen is soft. Mildly tender at the suprapubic area, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis, urinary tract infection. Patient will receive Keflex 500 milligrams three times a day for 10 days, number 30, period, new paragraph, cough, bromfed DM, 10 ml PO four times daily, PRN cough, number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, return back to clinic if not improving. Next patient, Leslie, spelled L-E-S-L-I-E, Murillo, spelled M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Date of birth, 12/31/06. Date of service, 11/13/23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. Complains of vomiting and diarrhea. A few backaches as well. Patient also complains of having some knee pain when she does a lot of walking. Not really a pain. She describes it more of an ache. Period, new paragraph. The knee ache only happens intermittently. I've advised her to keep an eye on this and keep a log of her activities when this discomfort occurs, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 123/67, pulse 124, respirations 16, temperature afebrile, oxygenation 100% on room air, allergies. This patient has no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for secondhand smoke, negative for alcohol or drugs, period, new paragraph. The patient also states she believes she may have had some bad food, which has caused vomiting and diarrhea. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a urinalysis, which was normal. Flu test was normal as well, negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears. No tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area. Within normal limits, oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, mildly tachycardic. No murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen vowel sounds are hyperactive. Assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection and gastroenteritis. The urine specimen today was not normal. She had presence of blood and leukocytes. Also, gastroenteritis. Patient will get Cipro 500 milligrams BID for 5 days, number 10. Nausea, Zofran, 4 milligram BID, number 8. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic if needed.